delighted to have as my guest today Simon Stanford, who organises discos for grown-ups. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you?
Yes, good, good. Looking forward to a busy year of discoing.
Yeah, it's now discos for grown-ups, not for adults. That would be a different theme, I think, but discos for grown-ups.
Yes.
So what is discos for grown-ups?
Basically, it's a safe place for people to come dance, people of all ages. And it's a fun night out, or sometimes a daytime disco, or it could be a silent disco. But it's a place where people can come, where we play all the right music. They're always in beautiful venues, great DJ, lots of lights, lots of lasers, lots of fun, and obviously a bar as well. And we started it kind of, you know, just after lockdown, really. And I was always looking for, I love to dance, and so did my wife, looking for a place to go. But, you know, nowhere was really suitable. You're kind of too old to go to a nightclub, and there was nothing else really around that was suitable. So we play kind of all the best ever, kind of 70s disco, 80s pop, and 90s kind of dance floor bangers. And yeah, so it's a great night out.
You are right, really, because when you say there's nowhere else to go, there's two reasons for that. One is the nighttime economy seems to have collapsed. And secondly, people of a certain age who would enjoy the 70s, 80s and 90s or around at that time, they get little opportunity to dance other than at weddings when they're a bit mocked for dad dancing.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Or occasionally at funerals.
But yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. So we started it off kind of small, and my wife called it my male menopause hobby, and it kind of got out of control. And last year we did like over 150 shows, plus our own disco festival in Spain as well. So it's kind of really taken off, and people love it. And you can see the joy on people's faces. There's a bit of nostalgia. Everybody, you know, we get people from 25 to 65, but most people are in their kind of 40s and 50s. But everybody just dances together. No one's trying to be too cool. And, you know, it's a real show. We have dancers. We have lots of effects. So it's a great daytime disco or a great nighttime disco. So we've been to Stoke many times at the King's Hall, and it's always a great event there.
Yeah, I think you've been 8 times previously to King's Hall, haven't you? What makes the King's Hall such a great venue for you?
I think the space is massive. There's plenty of room to dance. We put plenty of tables and chairs around for all those aching knees and hips who people want to have a rest, because it's kind of over three hours of dancing, so people want to have a bit of a sit down. And the room is beautiful as well, so, you know, it's got that real, a lot of history to it. You know, I know a lot of big artists have played there as well. So, yeah, we love taking the show there. But this time we're doing something different. We've not done a daytime event there before. So the one that's coming up on the 31st of January is a daytime disco. So it's a Saturday afternoon show. Finishes 6:30 and starting at 3 o'clock. And they've proved very popular with people. People don't want to be out too late, waiting around for taxis and stuff. So, yeah, it's a kind of a safer way of enjoying a Saturday afternoon boogie.
Yeah, it is. And I've seen clips before, you know, shows around the country where you've done afternoons. And the people coming out are so amazed they can actually go out and have a boogie on a Saturday afternoon. none of the queuing up for kebabs when they're too drunk, exactly, to actually appreciate what they're doing and can't get a taxi home anyway.
Yeah, it's nice to come home. You know, you can grab a takeaway on the way home, watch a bit of Saturday evening television. You still have a great time out. But they work really, really well. But we still do our evening shows, and we're starting to do silent discos as well for people. So we mix it up and change it around. But the one on Saturday the 31st of January is going to be our first daytime disco at the King's Hall.
So you said it isn't just playing the vinyl or whatever you play nowadays. You know, I suppose it's all digital now. Is it all digital?
Yeah, I mean, I started off doing vinyl, and it was great. I loved it. I still collect lots of vinyl now. Nothing sounds quite like it. But to be honest, carrying it around and dance floors jumping up and down and stages moving, it proved to be, difficult. I had a couple of instances where the records were jumping all over the place because people were dancing so, heavy-footedly right in front of me. So we moved to digital. And to be honest, no one really cares. We just play all the right records, the right songs in the right order, and take people on a journey, really, through the decades from 70s disco through to kind of 90s dance floor. The last half hour is kind of a cheese fest. So by that time, everybody's a little worse wear for Prosecco, I would say. So they're ready to party for the last half hour. So we play a lot of cheesy sing-along songs at the end. It's really good fun. And people just love it. They love the joy of their dancing. It makes them feel really good. Sometimes they get an audible kind of, sigh or a slight scream when I play certain songs because it just brings back so many memories to people. They've probably not danced to it for 30 or 40 years or when they were at school or something. So... yeah, it's like a shared experience for people.
Yeah, you've already answered really the question I was going to ask, which was at discos of my day, we used to, the end, you hope you got a partner for the night if you hadn't gone along as a pair, and you always had the slow, smoochy ones at the end, but you've not got those. You've got the cheesy ones.
No, because most people are bad enough of, their partners. They've usually married 20 or 30 years, so they don't want to have a smooch. They want to throw their hands in the air and scream and dance and sing along. So I did try it at one event, a bit of a bum feeler, but it didn't go down too well. It kind of cleared the dance floor, so I said, all right, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that again. No. They're there to really just to dance all night. Most people will dance, all the way through from the start to the end. And my job or our job, we've got a whole team of different DJs and support staff, is to keep everybody on the dance floor all night. And that's what we usually do.
Yeah, and you've already mentioned it isn't just the digital music coming. You've got some live singing as well. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, actually, so we're going to have our disco diva, Maria, who's one of our vocalists. And she's going to come along and sing a few songs. And she's amazing. She's got a powerhouse voice. She's like a professional West End singer. And she's going to do... loads of I think we're going to do five or six disco classics, and she's going to sing to a backing track, and it really, ups the energy to have a live singer. So yeah, just to mix it up a bit, and she's absolutely brilliant. So she always goes down a storm. So we treat it like a show, not some Asian guy DJing. It's more of a show with dancers and lots of stage effects, and it's visually very colourful and fun, and so yeah, it's a great night out.
Yeah, and you're bringing a little bit of Ibiza to Stoke-on-Trent in the depths of winter, aren't you?
Well, what do you mean? Do you mean...
Well, you're bringing a lot of sunshine. It brings back the memories of those holidays, isn't it, where you dance the night away or the afternoon away, as is the case here.
Yeah, we won't be playing Una Paloma Blanca or anything like that, but the age group, I mean, we play a lot of 90s bangers and some, not rave tunes, but we mix it up, so... we'll play maybe five or six songs from the 70s and then five or six songs from the 80s and then into the 90s and then back again. So we move it around. So if you don't like the 80s stuff, you can sit down for 10, 15 minutes, then come back up for the stuff that you like. So we move it around a bit. A lot of sunshine tunes, a lot of feel-good vibes going on, big smiles on people's faces. And it's good fun. We give away lots of foam banners and There's free sweets and glow sticks. So it makes for kind of an immersive kind of experience, really.
Yeah, I was going to mention the glow sticks. Of course, no disco is right, or no club night is right without a glow stick, is it?
No. And they're really popular. We do these big, long, kind of 3-foot-long foam batons that light up and flash to the beats of the music. Everybody's waving those in the air. We sell a lot of kind of light-up cowboy hats and merchandise. And we give everybody who's a VIP, we do a VIP package, and they get like a wristband that kind of pulses and lights up different colours to the bass of the music. Right. Like you see at Coldplay or at Sheeran or Taylor Swift concerts, and it all adds up to the atmosphere. Sometimes I look out and everything's flashing and pulsating with people wearing all the light up LED stuff. So it looks amazing. So it's great.
And the delight is, you mentioned retro sweets there. I mean, those must go down a bundle.
Some people get a bit greedy. They start filling their pockets, or we have a big bowl of fizzy old kind of classic sweets on the table, and so people come in. You need a bit of energy sometimes. You're dancing for 3.5 hours, so some people take a bit of advantage and fill their pockets up.
I'm sure they do.
Taken to the table, but their teeth will probably drop out later that night. But it's nice to keep everybody going, so people can come grab a handful of sweets, and again, just add something to the evening, really.
Yeah, and one really last
we
thing.
I was going to say the other thing that kind of takes people back is we hand stamp people with our Disco for Grownups logo.
Yeah,
as they come in, and people go, "Oh, I've not been hand stamped since I went to the youth club disco in 1978 or something." So that's really nice. People really like that. It's a nice little touch, I remember when I used to go to gigs and they used to hand stamp you, and you look at it the next day and brings back all the memories of the show and stuff. So, yeah, that's a nice nice touch as well.
Really lovely and retro, that. So, and there is a bar as well, you've already said, because people drink Prosecco. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big night on the bar.
Yeah.
People need refreshments, so yes. And we have both bars at Stoke will be open, because it gets really busy. So I'm looking forward to doing a daytime show there for the first time. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds really good. What's the dress code then? Is it you're expecting people to come dress for a Ibiza or for a Saturday night out in Stoke-on-Trent in the 70s?
We do get a lot of people wearing fancy dress.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great that people make the effort in their 70s gear, or some people can dress as ABBA or whatever. But most people just get dressed, you know, I call the dress code disco glamour. So, you know, sparkly tops and looking great. But, you know, you can come in what you want to wear. Some people say, well, can we wear trainers? I'm like, yeah, of course you can. You can wear anything that's comfortable, anything that you want to wear. But most people make a bit of an effort and come out for a glittery, glamorous night out. So yes, and we have a couple of professional dancers that they're not professional, but they come to a lot of our shows, and we get them up on stage and they do a bit, and they come head to toe in light up LED lights, so you can always spot them in the audience. So the ones that are flashing the most, they make the biggest effort. So it looks good.
King's Hall is obviously one of the famous venues for Northern Soul. Is your experience that you're providing sort of a Northern Soul for a different era, keeping that face alive?
I suppose so. I mean, Northern Soul is a bit more niche. We're much more kind of mass market. I think we get a lot of people who go to both, because they like, you know, both types of, all types of music. I think the days of people just sticking to one type of music over. You know, people just like great music to dance to. So, you know, we do occasionally play a couple of Northern Soul tracks in our set, but not very often. It's mostly disco and dance. But I think it's a good way to keep these venues going, because a lot of the Northern soul. It's an aging audience, and I think they struggle to find a new audience. But with ours, people say, "Oh, the 90s." Well, the 90s was, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's still, you know, if you were 20 then, you're kind of 50 now. So, yeah, but a lot of the young people that come, I say we get people in the 20s, they know all the old songs. They know Billy Ocean, and they know all the words to all those songs, probably through their parents or through going out or just to the radio and stuff. So it's quite an inclusive event in terms of ages, and that's why I love. I look out and see people of all ages just dancing together, having a great time.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely fantastic. Just one last bit then for you to give me. When is it, what time is it, and how much does it cost to get in?
Okay, so it's Saturday the 31st of January at King's Hall Stoke, and doors open, the show starts at 3 o'clock, doors open at 2, and tickets start at 19.50, I think. I think all the early bird tickets, cheap ones, are sold out, and we do a VIP ticket as well that gets you early entrance.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the show starts at 3. Dancing starts from 3 and finishes at 6.30, so you've got 3.5 hours of non-stop booty.
Absolute disco fun. Thanks ever so much for your thanks ever so much for your time, Simon. It's been really good speaking to you. Hope to speak to you again sometime soon.
Yes, great. Thanks, Dave.